This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now then, I got a fun fact for you. Tucker Carlson, over whom a bunch of senior military officers tossed out 240 years of nonpartisan tradition out the window in order to chide for pointing out their myriad of failures, has won just as many wars as our generals have during the last 20 years. And he's also lost fewer wars. So basically, Tucker Carlson, who they lambast for being like the other somewhere around 92% of Americans who were never in uniform, would have done less damage running our formerly indomitable military than the perfumed princes who run it now. Yet these generals and senior NCOs who got and internalized the social justice warrior memo are utterly clueless. They're more engaged and interested in finding TV hosts who embarrass them by exposing their failures and snipe hunting for mystery extremist bogeymen in the ranks than preparing to defeat China in high-intensity conventional combat. Now, just for a moment, let's get beyond the utter breach of tradition and their unpunished breaking of the regulations banning political activity in uniform in general and information operation targeting of U.S. citizens in particular. Let's instead focus on how crummy a job these generals and senior sergeants and their eager minions did doing it. They completely misunderstood the battle space. They thought that all those Gallup polls listing the military as America's most respected institution would allow them to use their titles and their uniforms and stuff and leverage the support of the American people against this uppity pundit. But they failed. They failed totally. And as usual, and citizens were outraged. Vets were livid, especially since, you know, we would have been handed our walking papers for this kind of garbage in our day. We weren't allowed to do this kind of thing at all. And why did these military folks fail again? Because they did not understand that normal Americans have been serially betrayed by our institutions for the last couple of decades, most painfully by those institutions that they were supposed to look out for us, Americans. Which we, you know, academia, which we subsidize, teaches our kids that we're moral monsters. The media hews to the establishment narrative instead of jumping in to expose the depredations against us normal people. Even the FBI tossed out Inspector Erskine in favor of that looming doofus Jim Comey and tried to frame the president we picked to fix the establishment's mess. And while the military leadership's betrayal was still shocking, we normal people immediately saw exactly what was happening again when this latest institution, when it began to fall. It, too, was betraying us in the name of wokeness. Snorting the woke, once again. Thus, their cheesy, awkward ploy to exploit our support for the troops flocked worse than the Iraq war plan. Am I too soon on that one? I don't know. Let's understand something. The military has been running on empty for a long time. 30 years ago, right now, we had troops in Saudi Arabia in the wake of the Gulf War, the high point of American power. We were preeminent. We were omnipotent. We were just bad. Then, the military was rebuilt by visionaries who embraced high standards and focused on warfighting, rebuilt the devastated post-Vietnam military, improved the concept of those in those sands by annihilating a relatively powerful nation's entire force in 6 weeks of air war and 100 hours of ground war. We were not woke. We were not politically correct. We were just unbeatable. If you fast forward now to 2021, as our military are still chasing bandits around the Hindu Kush, as our forces still in Iraq are still getting rocketed, and as we're still pouring troops into Syria for some damn reason that's beyond me. The Chinese are eating our lunch in the Western Pacific, but our military leadership pretends like it's 1945 and that we're still dominant. They think we're unbeatable, but there's no Chester Nimitz out there right now. And the Chinese are deadly serious, even as our leadership pretends boys can become girls, and that paying for their snip surgery will make us more combat ready. When the Chinese choose to do it, they will take Taiwan. No and, ifs, or buts about it. They will simply take Taiwan. And they will screen their flanks by wiping out our regional bases, and they will sink every U.S. ship within range that hasn't already been knocked out of action by colliding with a cargo boat. I throw that little one in there because there's been two devastating and fatal collisions in recent years. And if you look at the investigations of this, it is sickening. It's sickening to look at. The Chinese are a serious military devoted to one thing, winning the coming war against the United States. Our military leadership is not serious. It has lost the edge and devoted itself to social experimentation while cheerleading itself into thinking everything is A-OK. It is not A-OK. Not anywhere near A-OK. And this comes from the top. But unfortunately, the commander-in-chief is busy with a Matlock marathon, while the people pulling his puppet strings are interested only in ensuring that the military is fully absorbed into the ranks of the woke. How can you expect a civilian leadership in China's pocket to prep to fight it? There is hope. Without a doubt, the first hopeful fact is that our illusions have been stripped away, and many people who once eagerly supported the brass, thinking that by doing so they were supporting our troops, now understand that all is far from well. Right now, citizens are mobilizing to try to resist this trend. The second hopeful fact is that as a hierarchical organization, we can bring the military back quickly once we get real civilian leadership in place. Soldiers will do what commanders check. Commanders check wokeness, that you'll get wokeness. If they check war fighting, we'll get war fighting. And it starts at the top, and we don't necessarily need a GOP president who has served, just one who refuses to be dazzled by the badges and the medals of the general's uniforms. Some public firing and savvy hiring and a new Republican president can set the military right really quick. The troops want to be warriors, and not the social justice kind. They're not signing up for that. They will follow if they are properly led. But for the next few years, things are going to get worse before they get better, and it will be our young troops who will pay the price for this frivolous nonsense. After all, their enemies out there are a lot more dangerous than Tucker Carlson. And our failed military leadership couldn't even beat him. We don't need troops to understand what intersectionality is. We need a troop that knows how to aim a Claymore mine the first time. We need a troop that understands, well, I don't know what they call it now, but when I was in the Army, they called it sports, which is a procedure you put a weapon through when you have a stoppage. Get it back in the fight. They don't need to know the pronouns. We had one color when I was in the military. It was woodland camouflage. We had one direction we were facing it, and it was the direction of the enemy. And we're so far from that now, I don't even recognize the military anymore. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the Salus line, the militia line, Reformation, Providence. Go check them out. franklinarmory.com. Defund sanctuary cities. Defund Planned Parenthood. Build the wall. Those are some of the things that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell promises to do when he takes back control of the Senate. That's if the Democrats dare strike down the filibuster. It's a great to-do list. It's the kind of things that conservative bases elect Republicans every few years to do. When Trump took office in 2017 and the GOP controlled both the House of Representatives and the Senate, though, none of it happened. None of it happened. Why not? It's true that although Democrats have already begun loudly promising to do away with the filibuster, which is a parliamentary tactic to protect the minority that the left, of course, calls racist, it was still in place during those Republican majorities. But McConnell didn't even really try to accomplish any of the above when he had the chance to do it. He didn't even make a stink about it. When the House, a majority-ruled chamber, passed a litany of conservative legislation, McConnell barely sniffed, leaving acts to languish with neither fight nor even fake, or as they would say, faint. I mean, we had national reciprocity on his desk there for a minute. It got passed out of the House. Take legislation to defund sanctuary cities, cities that have decided to shield violent and criminal illegal immigrants from deportation. The House passed the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act in June 2017, with even then Speaker of the House Paul Ryan going to bat for it. So what did McConnell do? He didn't do anything. Now in the Senate, you need 60 votes to bring a bill to the floor without risking the old filibuster, where opposing senators are allowed to debate an issue for as long as they can stand. Every Democratic senator coming twice to the floor to rail against a terrible GOP would be a tough thing to overcome, right? For the GOP, they couldn't be able to pull that. Pulling the grand 2017 filibuster off, however, would have been a little more difficult than it sounds. To start with, the Democrats would have had to tackle the simple logistics of the matter. McConnell's 115th Senate was literally the oldest in American history. The average age was 62 in the Senate, with twice as many octogenarians as there has ever been before in Senate history. Which among them would be filibustering? How many of these 75-year-olds would stand for 12 or more hours? But there's, you know, that's still left a few young bucks. But whether you're Senator Ted Cruz or Senator Elizabeth She Persisted Warren, Senate shenanigans have a habit of creating folk heroes. Now, remember, when Democrats would have been fighting against here a bill to literally protect American citizens from violent criminals who should not even be in the country at all. How would that play during the hours or days or even weeks of a concentrated filibuster effort? Who's going to stand and rail against that? Spartacus Burker? Kamala Harris? Who was, you know, back then still a senator. She wouldn't have missed that party. But was West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin going to come down to fight for this one? No, he was not. And do you know who wouldn't have minded whether or not Manchin, for example, stayed upstairs during that fight? Well, the next Virginian thinking about challenging the septuagenarian politician from his seat. Booker and Harris, he knows, will give him all the material he needs for a few good TV ads. But let's say, just for the sake of argument, that defunding cities that have abandoned their most vulnerable citizens in favor of illegal criminals was just too much heat for Republicans. What about Kate's Law, the bill named for Kate Steinle, a beautiful 32-year-old woman gunned down in broad daylight while she walked with her father along a pier in California? Her killer, Jose Inez Garcia Zarate, had been deported five times before he killed Kate. Putting aside the weak-kneed House Republicans who, before passing it, stripped the teeth of its law, mandatory minimum sentencing for those deported criminals who return, McConnell didn't even bring that up for a vote. Why not? Seriously, Republicans! Explain with a straight face how all the Senate's young progressive up-and-comers benefit nationally from filibustering Kate Steinle. The right likes to complain that the left is able to pass its agenda by telling real human stories and using emotion while the right struggles to fit all of its statistics onto a bumper sticker. But I got one for you. Did you know that when you get what you get when Harris comes down to filibuster Kate's law? In all chances, you probably get no Vice President Harris. And yes, those fights would take time. Time away from judges, from tax reform, important initiatives, even if they do repeatedly seem to help corporations more often than the middle and working class voters who elect them. But when McConnell cares about something, actually cares about it, he is a savvy operator. He, for example, cares about war in the Middle East. He really, really likes it. So at the top of 2019, when the Democrats filibustered his Strengthening America's Security in the Middle East Act, he came down on them like a Baghdad sandstorm. And then when it took 24 days and four cloture votes to ram it down Democrats' throats, he even gave a speech bragging about the fight. Because that was a fight he wanted. Trent Lott once observed there are only two rules in the U.S. Senate, exhaustion and unanimous consent. And the second only applies when the first has been reached. And he's right. Which brings us to the real reason we don't see defending for sanctuary cities, or broadsides on the abortion machine, or a finished wall. The majority of senior Republicans don't care about these issues. They don't want to fight on those issues, and as soon as election time is over, would prefer to see them in the rearview mirror. Those fights spook the Chamber of Commerce. Lockheed doesn't benefit from them. And there are some issues, the wall probably, and abortion, where Democrats will fight with everything they've got. They'll wear pink sneakers and raise money and invoke Christian civil rights leaders, stage cry-ins. There'll be hard fights. Then again, even the Democrats seem to be learning a few of those fights are major losers for them. So let's see if the Republicans ever realize the issues they win on are winners after they're elected. You know, the Democrats do like the filibuster. Back in 1964, they held up the Senate for 60 days with a filibuster. It was masterful. It was a filibuster to beat all. It was the longest stoppage while they stood there and railed against a piece of legislation. Now remember, right now the Democrats are the ones saying that we have systemic racism throughout the country. Piece of legislation that they railed against for 60 days was the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Who's the racists? Yeah. I think I know who they are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held his first press conference Thursday after more than 2 months. The president answering questions on topics whether he will run. One of the main points of discussion was what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden saying it's not unlike any other year.
It happens every single solitary year. There is a significant increase the number of people coming to the border in the winter months of January, February, March, It happens every year.
Customs and Border Protection releasing numbers that contradict President Biden. In 2019, 66,000 immigrants crossed the border. 2020, 30,000. And now 2021, more than 100,000. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. The South is bracing for another possible dangerous tornado outbreak today. A PDS, which stands for Particularly Dangerous Situation, a tornado watch is in place until 8 p.m. Central Time for parts of Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia. The Storm Prediction Center is expecting numerous tornadoes and several intense tornadoes to touch down today. Police in Los Angeles are attacked as they attempt to clear out a homeless camp in a park.
Los Angeles police clashed with hundreds of protesters on Wednesday as officers moved in to close Echo Park's massive homeless encampment. The demonstrators, a mix of homeless people and activists, threw bottles and objects at officers who attempted to push them back from the park. Two unlawful assemblies were declared and dispersal orders were issued due to officers being assaulted with rocks, bottles, and smoke bombs. I'm Lance Pry from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It is not a secret that some anti-gun activists would love to overturn the Heller decision that recognized the individual right to keep and bear arms and struck down the Washington, D.C. ban on handguns. But they're not normally so vocal about it as Aaron Belkin, the director of the pro-court packing group Take Back the Court, as he was in an interview with the Washington Post Paul Wildman yesterday. Belkin argued that with the current court in place, some comprehensive gun safety legislation is off the table. What does he consider comprehensive gun safety? Well, a total ban on handguns, of course. He notes that what constrains policy ambition is the belief that in some future litigation, the court's conservatives will strike down whatever people might be considering, a limit on how many guns you can buy in a month or where you can take your AR-15. So the real fear is the one created by the prospect of what they might do. Now, the result is that those who want more gun safety measures constantly trim their sails. That includes Democrats and a few Republicans at the state and federal level who would support meaningful gun legislation but decide not to bother because they think the Supreme Court will strike it down. And it includes even gun safety advocates who continue to work on very important but very partial solutions, according to Mr. Belkin. So while those advocates should be the source of sweeping, ambitious ideas, they wind up arguing for more modest measures like universal background checks that are supported by almost everyone and would likely produce real but relatively small reductions in violence, so says he. The reason you don't have thought leadership on comprehensive gun safety is because of the threat of fatal litigation. Now, by comprehensive gun safety, he means measures like bans on handguns. In other words, changes that you see in other countries that go way beyond what almost anyone even suggests in America. But he says is what every other Western democracy has in place would work here. Except he doesn't take a few things into consideration. We'll get to that in just a second. Whatever the political hurdles, those sort of ideas should at least be part of the discussion. But as he argues, the specter of a conservative Supreme Court striking them down ensures that they don't even get debated. See, I'm sitting here going, where do you begin with all of this nonsense? Okay, so the reason why comprehensive gun safety proposals like a total ban on handguns are off the table is because a total ban on handguns was challenged in court and SCOTUS ruled it to be unconstitutional. There's no threat of fatal litigation. It's been litigated. And Belkin's side lost the argument. Court of Public Opinion has also had its say. The first big national gun control group was called the National Council to Control Handguns, which later became Handgun Control, and started working with the National Council to ban handguns in the early 1980s before they split apart. Handgun Control became the Brady Campaign, and the National Council to Ban Handguns changed its name to the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. Their goal was a total ban on handguns, but as they began to lose ground in the early 80s, only Chicago joined Washington, D.C. in banning handguns, for example. They began to shift their messaging to one not of prohibition, but of regulation, which, of course, would include a total ban wherever possible, including eventually at the federal level. The messaging changed, but the goal did not. And here we are, decades later, in a country where not only do we have around, 120, 30, 40 million gun owners, more than 20 million concealed carry licenses, 42 states that shall issue concealed carry licenses, 18 states that are currently permitless carry. They don't have to ask permission of the state to carry a gun. And a lot of that all began before the Heller decision, by the way, because it's not just the words on a piece of paper that protect our right to keep and bear arms. Exercising that right helps to defend it, too. So it's hard to argue that the Second Amendment is a dead letter when a growing number of us embracing our right to keep and bear arms. And if Belkin were to get his way, a Supreme Court pack full of anti-gun justices would make that argument and deliver an opinion overturning the Heller decision. Now, when he says that this is what other democracies have in place would work here, both he and the Washington Post columnist Waldman are forgetting something very important. No country that has ever implemented a ban on handguns would ever affect a populace as much as this would affect America. Most countries don't declare that right to keep and bear arms is now a privilege unless that country has descended into totalitarianism. Now, most European countries have long restricted the right of people to bear arms, and as James Madison noted in Federalist 46, in fact, Madison said that Americans possess the advantage of being armed over the citizens of almost every other nation on earth. We're not like the other countries. We never have been like the other countries. Declaring that Americans don't actually have the right to keep and bear arms in self-defense would not go over well among a sizable portion of the country, but Belkin and Waldman both simply pretend that's not the case. But he wants far more than a ban on handguns, Belkin does. In fact, his ultimate aim is nothing less than the establishment of a one-party rule in the United States. From his article entitled Court Expansion and the Restoration of Democracy, The Case for Constitutional Hardball. Now, neither electoral politics, norms preservation, nor modest good government reform can restore the political system because they cannot mitigate the primary threat of the American democracy, Republican radicalism, as they put it. Those who believe otherwise fail to appreciate how and why radicalism will continue to impede democratic restoration, regardless of what happens at the ballot box. Misdiagnose the underlying factors that produce and sustain GOP radicalism, and underestimate the degree of democratic deterioration that has already taken place. Republicans do not need to prevail in every election to forestall the restoration of democracy or to prevent Democrats from governing. His words, by the way. All this stuff is his words. The only viable path to restoring the United States political system requires Democrats to modify Senate rules that allow obstructionism, do away with the filibuster, expand federal courts, and unrig the political system. Which, you know, like they did this last time. Unless Democrats enact all three parts of this agenda, democracy probably cannot be revived. Expanding the courts probably will be necessary to unrig the system unless the current Supreme Court tolerates democratic revitalization, which is an unlikely prospect. Pass legislation to unrig the system and expand the courts, Democrats will need to modify the Senate rules. And if the Democrats pursue modest good government initiatives but forego aggressive reform, they will fail to unrig the system. Thus, Democrats need to enact all three parts of the democracy agenda, not just one or two. And as if all of that wasn't blatant enough, consider this passage that that the American democracy has already effectively died because the Republican Party has burned most of our normative house to the ground. The United States will continue to refer to itself as a constitutional democracy and to hold elections, and Democrats will occasionally win those elections to be sure. But here's the three-part catch. As a partial result of gerrymandering, voter suppression, and dark money, Democrats require landslides to prevail in federal elections. Even when they do, unprecedented GOP obstruction prevents them from getting much done. And even if and when Democrats do manage to enact a handful of important regulations and laws, the stolen Supreme Court will curtail or overthrow most of them. This guy is advocating for the destruction of the Republic so the Democrats can get what they want. Nothing less than that. That's all. That's exactly what he's saying. That's all he's saying. So they want to unrig the they want to unrig the system. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. Looks like I just lost the stream or something. I don't know what just happened there. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. The governor of New York has been in the news for two reasons. First is obvious incompetence in managing the pandemic in the state, which has had the most deaths and hospitalized per capita, and second, his serial abuse of women on his payroll. And for those, the hashtag MeToo movement remained relatively silent, proving how much they really care about the welfare of women. Meanwhile, Cuomo was awarded an Emmy for his performance running for higher office at CNN in the guise of COVID briefings that lasted for hours, wasting the nation's time. And leftists regularly award other leftists Tonys and Oscars and Emmys and Nobels and Pulitzers from progressives by progressives and only for progressives. There's only one qualification for those. You have to be a progressive. In 2013, behind smoke-filled doors in the middle of the night with no debate or dissent allowed, Governor Andrew Cuomo told the people of New York, "I'll make you an offer you cannot refuse." He did, first by depriving New Yorkers of their First Amendment right to dissent or debate about gun rights, and more importantly, the opportunity to vote against his obvious tyranny. Same night, against the will of the state's majority, the thug deprived the people of their Second Amendment rights by outlawing common firearms, which women alone can no longer use to defend themselves and their children. Saved from something that wasn't happening. That also, by the way, means that the violent perps not earlier prosecuted for gun crimes by Cuomo's staff, the ones they would prosecute would be these single women, if they dared to use a gun. These are the ones who would kick in their rear doors wearing forward lapel pins. And then he gloated about his malevolent acts against his state citizens. In the half century before Cuomo forced through the New York Safe Act in the middle of the night with no debate allowed, no children were ever killed by an AR-15, the weapon that Cuomo outlawed. Since the bill was passed almost a decade ago, no children have been killed by the same AR-15s that Cuomo outlawed. See the improvement? We have no way to know how many assaults and rapes and robberies and murders committed by violent felons could have been prevented with the threat of armed self-defense. In 2020, Andrew Cuomo's little brother Chris, a talking head at CNN, daily promoted his presidential aspirations on the same news channel that called Donald Trump a thug daily. Earlier, Chris threatened Republicans with more than losing the elections that his news organization rigged with other news organizations, social media, and businesses that profited from the massive internal national corruption at taxpayer expense. Last year, the then COVID-infected Chris Cuomo, always looking after the interests of New York's people, put at risk the whole of eastern Long Island. He appeared unannounced at the New York's elite Riviera, the Hamptons. On his unnecessary day trip, the loudmouth, highly opinionated thug, a weightlifter, threatened a passing bicyclist. That's important because bicyclists are very slim fellows. That guy objected to the news anchors ignoring social distancing guidelines, his traveling just for pleasure, and not wearing his mask. Having no choice, the threatened bicyclist then wisely filed a police report to defend himself from a potential future Cuomo threat. Shortly after, Cuomo infected the rest of his family with COVID-19, including his children. And the bottom line to this story is that a thug is a thug. And they're just a thug. No matter whether the name is Andrew Cuomo or Chris Cuomo, and their father, a progressive icon, he was the same. Mario Cuomo, a thug. And the fruits from his tree then fell. Let me segue just for a second. Because I'm really tired of lockdowns. I'm really tired of lockdowns. A year after 15 days of flattening the curve began our lockdowns, we have enough data to answer the classic question about lockdowns, which still exists a year later in many places, including much California, which is cui bono, which who benefits? The answer is one individual, Jeff Bezos. His stock in Amazon, the single biggest beneficiary of lockdowns, is worth billions of dollars more than before the lockdown. As a group, educated professionals able to work from home via Zoom and other internet-based services and able to afford home delivery. The Ace of Spades pungently summarizes, the general lockdowns weren't general lockdowns. As a friend said, we didn't have a lockdown. We had poor people delivering stuff to rich people. Instead of protecting the people at risk, the ruling class, the Zoom class, the people who can work completely remote, protected itself and killed 500,000 people. Small businesses, the bedrock of the GOP, have been severely damaged and even bankrupted in mass numbers. Government workers, the base of the Democrats, have not missed any paychecks for the most part at all. Not one, not a single one. Unionized teachers in public schools, members of the lower income tier of educated professionals, still have not gone to work in schools in many places as their union scheme to use taxpayer relief dollars to pay them bonuses for trips to Hawaii and other things of fine natures, while supermarket and other retail clerks have labored increasingly interacting with adult members of the public who are a far greater health risk than children. Oxfam, which is nobody's idea of a right-wing outfit, reports in its own study of the economic impact of COVID, the inequality virus. They write, the report shows that COVID-19 has the potential to increase economic inequality in almost every country at once. The first time this has happened since records began a century ago. Rising inequality means it could take at least 14 times longer for the number of people living in poverty to return to pre-pandemic levels than to look for the fortunes of the top 1,000, mostly. White male billionaires to bounce back. The world's 10 richest men have seen their combined wealth increase by $500 billion since the pandemic began. More than enough to pay for a COVID-19 vaccine for everyone and to ensure no one is pushed into poverty by the pandemic. At the same time, the pandemic has ushered in the worst job crisis in over 90 years, with hundreds of millions of people now underemployed or out of work. Martin Kulldorff, an epidemiologist at Harvard Medical School and co-author of the Great Barrington Declaration, has a Twitter account full of stunning statistics, if you want to go look at that. And way back in April, he advised that locking down the entire society made no sense because most age groups are at little risk of mortality from COVID. And he reiterated that point yesterday. And one person that listened to Dr. Kulldorff was Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. They avoided the huge costs imposed on Californians, New Yorkers, and others economically crippled by the lockdowns, and done at least as well as they did when it comes to mortality. Forcing lower-income people to work as clerks and deliver people in other service occupations exposes them to more of a risk than the Zoom class endures. But, you know, the progressives, when forced to choose between strengthening arbitrary state power and protecting the lower-income working classes, they're going to choose the government power. And why is it that a Republican governor like DeSantis does a better job of protecting the welfare of the working class than Democrats like Andrew Cuomo? Maybe it's because progressives are elitists who believe they are better and smarter and more virtuous and should tell everybody else how to live. Sort of what we got going on right now, right? I think so. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, it's going to be Rick Ector. As we go to Planet Rick, this is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.